You're listening to the LifeScan Learning Lab edition of the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie and Chief Todd LaDuke, episode 121.
Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Hey, folks, this is Dr. Donnie, and my special guest is also my co-host. Today is Chief Todd LaDuke, also the Chief Strategy Officer for LifeScan Wellness Centers. And obviously, Todd, I don't need to welcome you to the show because this is partly your show too. So there we go.
Well, it's good, to be catching up. I know we're taping this mid-year, so we've had a lot going on, and I know you have a lot going on. Process of becoming a Florida resident, joining us down in the Sunshine State. So I know you're in transition, but I'm excited about just catching up today, where we've been and where we're going.
Oh, absolutely. And we'll get into that relocation of mine and the family and everything here in a little bit. But, you know, let's kick this off because let's talk about LifeScan Wellness Center and, you know, what's been going on in 2022 so far. And I know you are busy as ever doing your speaking. And I know the company is extremely busy because, you know, keep in touch with them as well. But maybe you can share a little bit about some of the highlights.
Yeah, absolutely, Donnie. It's been a whirlwind and exciting year. So, you know, it's good to be back out with our colleagues and public safety friends. Conferences back underway. We were out earlier this spring out with the Texas Fire Chief, seeing a lot of our customers and colleagues out in Waco, Texas. We just got back from a large event that we've supported for many, many years, which is the Metro Chiefs Conference. And Chief Gina Sweat and her group in Memphis put on great show, great hosts. We got to visit Graceland and get to play around on the PGA course there. And large gathering, you know, of all the Metro Chiefs from departments of 350 or more in size, not just from around the country, but international. So Kevin Block was there from Melbourne, Australia. We had folks from the other side of the pond. And so it was just great network and sharing, you know, from LifeScan perspective. At these, you know, shows, it's great to be interacting with not only our existing customers, but new potential customers as well. I know you're aware, but maybe some of our listeners are not. Just January of this year, LifeScan kicked off service to two large metro entities, one of them being Kansas City, Missouri Fire Department. So that's about 1,300 firefighters. Wow. In Kansas City. So we've been working with them over the last number of months. And also our friends up at Newport News, we're actually staffing a full-time clinic that services not only Newport News Fire with my great friend and one of our guests, Chief Jeff Johnson, Fire Chief, but also Newport News Police and Newport News Sheriff's Office.
You know, Todd, and I want for some of the new listeners out there that may not know, you know, LifeScan so well, I just wanted to pause you there just for a second. Could you give a little brief, you know, the mission of LifeScan and what you guys are out there doing?
Yeah, absolutely, Donnie. And thanks for asking. You know, sometimes I take for granted that everyone knows, you know, who LifeScan is and what LifeScan does, because so we've been around for 25 years. So we're one of the oldest, believe it or not, but also the largest provider of public safety. So police and fire, emergency medical service, early detection, comprehensive physicals. So the whole mission of LifeScan and the vision is pretty simple. It's saving the lives of first responders. You know, we all know, unfortunately, unfortunately I've lived it. So, you know, I've lost colleagues from preventable or potentially preventable, let me say it that way, cancer, occupational cancer, occupational cardiac, sudden cardiac death, and even behavioral health, firefighter suicide. So the mission of LifeScan is to identify these health risks that are in many cases unique and specific to first responders at the earliest stage through a tailored, very extensive, about 3 hour with, when you add in the blood work and the physical and the imaging. So we come on site to your department if you're a public safety agency, and we run all of your members through an annual, about a 3 hour early detection physical. And, you know, you ask what's going on at LifeScan, you know, and I defaulted to the conferences and I defaulted to new clients, but, you know, probably more importantly, I got to tell you, it continues to shock me, and it shouldn't, because I used LifeScan as a customer for a decade, but the amount of, you know, we just celebrated Memorial Day weekend not too long ago. I think over that weekend, I received 3 emails from around the country from different departments on how LifeScan and their department identified an asymptomatic. 2 of them were cancer. And the 3rd was a cardiac event that was a very serious underlying and lurking cardiac issue that, you know, the email said our member probably wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for LifeScan finding. And that's over the course of 1 weekend, right? So you can magnify that when we're seeing, you know, 50,000 first responders a year. But, you know, that's what drives us at LifeScan, drives our clinical teams that are out there doing great work. It's what drives myself and our, you know, our management team is it's very rewarding. You know, when I get an email or a phone call saying that we just found something potentially that could, you know, change or alter, even make someone lose their life, but we find it so early that they're able to get it taken care of, get it resolved, and then be back on the job and be back with their family and back to a healthy, you know, life. So that really, we continue. We've been blessed with tremendous growth, as you kind of alluded to. And, you know, I attribute that to, you know, in the fire service, there are no secrets, right? And it's the same in the law enforcement side. Everyone knows everything about everything. You know, so that word of mouth gets out there when we have, you know, an early detection save. Those departments talk to each other, whether it's at conferences or just regional meetings, and we continue to grow you know, the regions that we continue to really have a focus on. And, you know, we've really expanded on the West Coast. We're now working with the IFF, International Association of Firefighters Health Trust, as their contracted provider for annual physicals. So all good, lots of continued growth. And again, I want to give a lot of credit to, you know, the boots on the ground, right? So we've got a great set of healthcare team members, nurse practitioners, ultrasound technicians, exercise physiologists that have made their career and their passion taking care of America's first responders. And we couldn't be successful without their efforts and their talents, and I couldn't be more proud of them. You know, when you choose a profession of helping others, you know, there's so many avenues you can go to do that, but to dedicate your passion and career to you know, my colleagues, you know, firefighters and law enforcement that are themselves, you know, serving their communities, that really is something special. So I'm honored to be a small part of that team.
Yeah. And Todd, I can't, you know, the feeling that you get, right, when you open up your email and you read one of those success stories, early detection, it's just got to make you feel fantastic, and all your effort and everyone's effort, just, you know, it's wonderful. And it truly is. You know, you're just not potentially helping save that individual, that first responder, firefighter, law enforcement, emergency medical. But think about it, you're saving the families and the loved ones, and, you know, all of that, just a tremendous feeling, I'm sure. And folks, Todd is very humble, and he does give credit to his ground team, boots on the ground of everyone doing the work. But knowing Todd and knowing what he's been doing for the last several years, Todd has helped with an absolute tremendous trajectory of the growth of the organization. You know, Todd, you were there hasn't been a person at any event that I've ever gone to that does not know you. So, I mean, you are a wealth of knowledge, and the networking component of yours and everything that goes on, you're truly a giver. And what'd you take a couple hours off in between retirement and full time?
You know, get around to golfing. Yes.
He got around to golfing. Yeah. He doesn't pay a lot of attention to my work-life balance episodes air on the other days.
That is a work in progress. I admit, I'm not one of your better students. Guilty as charged.
Yeah. I think you're episode number two, or you're in the single digit episode numbers. I know that. I forget which one it was, but I may have to have you back on, do a little checkup on you.
I'd love to. I need that molding and that continued work in progress. But yeah, you know, Donnie, thank you so much for your kind words. That I'm humbled by them. You know, but I gotta be honest with you, and you've run organizations, and I've been blessed in my career to run, you know, large organizations. And as you know, when you run large organizations, lots of moving parts, mm-hmm. you know, but this is real, just, you know, fuels my passion, right? Because it's different than producing, you know, widgets or, not that widgets aren't important in our society. Everyone needs, you know, a widget. This is really when you talk about a vision, you know, and purposeful vision, having been a first responder and having lived some of those health challenges and losing, like I said, colleagues from those, this is really just sparks my passion. And I know that of everyone else in our organization, when we're able to take that laser focus and make sure our services are, and we're for profits. Obviously, we need to, you know, make a little bit of a profit to stay in business and to treat our employees the way, you know, they would expect to be treated, which we do. But that, you know, purposeful mission vision of, you know, protecting America's heroes is really, and we've talked about this on other shows, I mean, is really a void. You know, the IFC has done some survey research of its members at NFPA as recently as December. I think we touched on it on previous episodes. The fifth needs assessment shows, you know, we're not where we need to be with taking care of our boots in the ground, our law enforcement and our firefighters. You know, it's better than when I started 34 years ago in my career, but we're still not there in terms of getting the right resources, the right physicals to, you know, every member of that community. So to have an organization that continuously focuses on doing that is just kind of that wow factor for me. And, you know, when you get those, I just had another one this morning, a text from a South Florida fire department, a 41-year-old that we identified underlying coronary artery disease, went on to have 3 stents, I believe, was what I was told. And is alive today because of it. So, you know, when you get that type of affirmation, that's life changing for those individuals and their families and those departments. It really does just re-energize you. It's kind of you know, just gives you that boost that sometimes, you know, when we get so focused on running an organization, you know, we get into the, you know, solving problems every day, and we don't get to see the fruits of our labor. Mm-hmm. And I know I speak for, you know, our entire organization. It's, you know, if you're one of our nurse practitioners and you get that feedback, you know, that just reaffirms your career choice, right? To dedicate your service, your passion, your talents to making sure that, because these are all young providers we're talking about. The one this morning was early 40s, and they've got triple vessel disease. You know, so And we've talked about it on this show, you know, I mean, you know, the stress, poor sleep, not eating well, all the habits that come with, you know, a career in public safety, put us in a position that we're finding these things in young individuals, you know, mm-hmm. So it's, you know, think about it. I mean, some of the research on line of duty cardiac deaths, the average age is 45 or less in firefighters. To me, that's mind boggling.
Yeah.
So, you know, changing it one individual at a time is what it's all about. You know, fortunately, we're in 26 states now and, you know, have a relatively large footprint. So I know as we continue to grow and continue to have availability and affordability of access to care, you know, that's what it's all about, is making sure that we're identifying any preventable health risk before tragedy strikes. So pretty easy to get fired up about it, at least from my perspective.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's also exciting for the first responders to get sort of fired up and I want them to, you know, encourage them and inspire them to become hopeful, as in to, you know, to get this type of a test, right? You know, and physical and all of that. And folks, I'll be able to talk more about the actual half day, 3 hour physical after I come down to Florida here shortly and go through the process myself. So I'm looking forward to validating a clean bill of health. At least that's what I am hoping for.
Right? Absolutely.
Yeah. It'll be exciting times though.
Yeah, absolutely. We're thrilled to have you coming in the Sunshine State. I know we're going to continue working together, but my hope and desire is we'll be even working more closely given the closer proximity. And, you know, for those of you, we touched on conferences. For those of you, it's hard to believe it's right around the corner, FRI. You know, so Fire Rescue International, Donnie and I are going to be co-presenting again this year. Out in San Antonio, you know, we're going to be putting together again, kind of the connecting all the dots of total wellness, right? The both work-life balance and the health and wellness and fitness and behavioral wellness. So if you got it on your calendar that you're heading out to San Antonio, please stop in and join us. We'd love to have you as part of our workshop and love to see all of you. LifeScan will be there exhibiting, of course, and we'll be doing ultrasound screening on the exhibit floor. Donnie will be around, you know, for most of the week as well. So it'd be a great opportunity to meet some of our listeners.
Oh, it absolutely would. I really look forward to that. And so that's in late August. And August is a busy month for me, I will tell you that. I have two girls. One daughter returning to college for her sophomore year, my youngest daughter heading off to University of Tampa for her first year. I have two workshops at a police department out west in August, or two different events of workshops out there. Have the San Antonio event, and also need to get some fishing in. But besides that,
beautiful. Speaking of work-life balance, I don't know how you balance all of that. I know you have been on the road, you know, in the past couple of months. I know you're out there doing your workshops for public safety. And those of you listening, that's a great opportunity, you know, to provide some resources to your department on work-life balance. And, you know, I know, you know, you've got a lot of moving parts, moving and selling your house and your building down here in Florida. And, you know, talking to me about a couple books before we started recording that you have in the hopper. So, you know, you've got a lot going on, and all of it good and great for, you know, for continuing to be that backbone of help for folks like myself. That need to, you know, kind of balance that work priority and make sure that all the other aligned pieces of our lives are supporting, you know, success, not just for us, but our family and our friends and our mission, our departments.
And that is the key to it, is that a lot of times people say, well, work-life balance, you know, that's not for first responders, you know, especially that's not for firefighters, 24-hour shifts, things like that. And I'm like, we have to get a better understanding of what work-life balance is, you know, because it truly is that. It's just simply, hey, aligning my daily behaviors with my priorities in life. And when we think about that, that's why our two company missions tie in so well, because you're preventing, you know, you're doing on the prevention side, saving lives out there. And I'm doing the same thing from shoring up, trying to help people, encourage and inspire folks to shore up those family relationships, you know, their own health and wellness, even the health and wellness of their families. You know, we lead our children, you know, whether we believe it or not, they watch us, they watch what we are doing. And with that, and with their work, you know, in our careers and everything that goes on. And I'll tell you, I've been the past month or so, month and a half had, as you know, had a Chief Reginald out in Oakland Fire, you know, just a tremendous guy and such of a family guy too. But he just doesn't do it for himself, focusing on his daughters. You know, he encourages all firefighters in his department, you know, all officers to, you know, you gotta make that time for your family, you know, because that window, it's open right now, but you know, at some point they grow up and that window sort of closes. So, you know, he is a great one. And of course, our fire administrator, Dr. Lori Moore Merrill, you know, she was on recently. And, you know, again, it's just all this piece about, if we take a holistic approach, that's really what work-life balance is in my teachings, is that holistic approach to shoring up our health and wellness, not just physical, but mental health, social health, spiritual health, our family relationships, how we're being successful and what accomplishments we're having at work, you know, just trying to get all of that keep it top of mind so that we can quickly make an adjustment and refocus on a priority. And yeah, it's like now sometimes people ask me, Todd, like, you know, is the work-life balance mean like everything's just humming along perfectly all the time? And I'm like, no, that's not, you know, that's not even really possible.
It's only on TV.
I know. And it's like, no, it means that things are ebbing and flowing in a constant state. And the idea is, don't let, you know, basically if you're juggling eggs, don't let an egg hit the ground, you know. And I kid about that a little bit by don't let the egg hit the ground. But we know that, you know, we can screw up or miss a bunch of events, or maybe miss more events than what we should with our family or with our children. And, you know, sometimes, you know, that egg, you can pick that thing right back up. You know, you can make up for some lost time. But as you know, Todd, you know, sometimes with that health and wellness, and that's where, you know, you guys are doing on that upfront prevention side, is that we don't want our first responders and anyone out there to, you know, sometimes you drop that egg, it cracks and we get into trouble, and then because everything else sort of falls apart. And I love the expression that's, you know, it says that, you know, health brings a freedom that few realize until they no longer have it. And that is so true. And I think if we think about that, it could be just even from, you know, playing softball or, you know, flag football or something and sprain an ankle, or sprain an ankle playing tennis or something, or bust a knee. It's like, you lose that freedom hopefully temporarily, right?
And but, sometimes, especially with the health, you know, you talk about dropping an egg. Yeah. You know, in some of the health cases, I mean, some of the, you know, if the egg gets dropped, some of these, there's no putting it back together. Right. You know, you look at, you know, cancer in the fire service. I mean, survival profiles for stage 3 or 4 cancers, regardless of type, are horrific. You know, that egg hits, you know, you're toast. You know, so whether we're talking about, you know, behavioral wellness, or work-life balance, or physical wellness, you know, the key is, if anything's out of balance, whether it's a disease problem, is finding it early, right? And making that adjustment, you know. And in cancer case, it's finding it, you know, when it's stage 1, hopefully preventing it. We're doing, you know, and same with behavioral health, we're doing a lot better with prevention, you know, and that should be our primary goal, right? Prevent, making sure. But you know, we're not 100% successful at that. So, you know, having that early detection piece, whether it's detecting, you know, for work-life balance is out of balance, or whether it's detecting an early cancer or an early behavioral health challenge. So yeah, some great points. And, you know, I wanted to touch too, you mentioned, I think, a very important topic of, you know, modeling and specifically, you know, addressing our children, you know, modeling behaviors. But, you know, think about it as well from a public safety culture. You know, a lot of our listeners are either, you know, officers within their organizations or informal leaders or just someone that people look up to. And modeling, you know, is, you know, if we're going to talk about being in balance or taking care of our health or fitness or getting an appropriate annual medical, people watch, you know, what they're colleagues and their leaders do and how they prioritize those in not only their lives, but the organization. So, you know, just, you know, for our listeners out there, keep that in mind that, you know, particularly if you are in a position of responsibility, you know, you're always, people are always looking to you for guidance on what is the priority and how important it is. So, what a great insight. You know, I think we've got some great guests coming up too. You know, on deck, you mentioned Reggie Freeman, who is a dear friend. Reggie's been on. We've had Otto Droz, who Otto is now the secretary for the Metro Chiefs section. You mentioned Lori Moore. Lori's husband is actually coming through LifeScan. He's working with Center for Public Safety Excellence now, just retired from Fairfax County Fire. So we've invited Fairfax County Fire Chief John Butler, who's also the second vice president of the International Association of Fire Chiefs, and Semper Fi, a Marine at heart, doing great work up in Fairfax and with the IFC. Dr. Dennis O'Neill, you mentioned Lori. Dennis was the Deputy U.S. Fire Administrator and has done some great work at Emmitsburg and the Fire Academy, and has a book out talking about culture of safety and health in the fire service. So I think we've got some great stuff on the horizon. I know you continue to do great segments with your podcast as well, with all the work you're doing around the country. And I just hope and pray that you know, we're making a difference in providing maybe some resources to both individuals and departments out there that are helping them be a little healthier, a little safer, and a little bit more effective, not just with their jobs, but as you touch on all the time, with their families and with you know, their friends and their network of support.
Yeah, no, and I'll tell you, I do it for, you know, for the same reason with my organization, is I get that, whether it's a live workshop or someone taking my online workshop classes, the courses that I have online. But I was at FDIC the other month in April, and a guy in the first row at the end of the workshop, he came up, you know, he's in tears, you know, very emotional. And he just looks at me and he goes, and he's a firefighter from Canada. And he goes, I needed this so much. He goes, I'm going to go off. I'm going to be a better husband and a better father. And, you know, he is on the brink. It, you know, I don't know all the issues going on in his life, but it's just one of those things. It's like, wow, you know, that is my life-saving event, you know, type of a thing, to where it's just like, wow. That's why we do this. You know, we help shore up, you know, and just, it's really, because everyone, you know, you can't get bigger hearts than public safety. And sometimes taking a little time on ourselves and reflecting on where's everything at in our lives, and how are we doing with it? And do we need to make any tweaks, any little adjustments to get us back on track? And I'll tell you, it's been going very, very well. I find that extremely rewarding. And as we head down to Florida and continue on with this adventure, we're looking, of course, to expand and do more of it, get more involved. My wife is, she retired as a school teacher. So She is very excited to join me in as an educational person in this endeavor, and wants to get more involved. And so we've had some other markets open up too, and some other highly stressful careers out there, especially lawyers, attorneys. They have a very stressful, many of them, lives that they choose. And so we're really looking forward to seeing where we can all take this and continue to, you know, I, of course, like to continue my research and continue to, how can we improve, you know, just like any leader, right, of organizations. And you just want to constantly, how can we improve these services? How can we improve our approach? How can we improve our effectiveness of helping others? And so really excited about all of that. And plus, get down there in the Sunshine State. For some reason, I think my creativity is just going to be enhanced. I don't know, but we'll see.
And you picked hurricane season to come on down. So hopefully we have a quiet season and you have a soft introduction to the state. I know you're going to love it down here, though, all kidding aside. And
yeah,
shout out to your wife. Congratulations on her retirement. You know, we talk about public safety all the time, but, you know, being a teacher today is also a very challenging profession, and really trying to fill, you know, many roles sometimes as an educator, but also as an advocate and mentor. And so thank her for all of her work she's done in her career. And, you know, we all bring the same common element to the table, which is, you know, trying to add a little bit to help people be successful, both physically and mentally. And I think once we get to that sweet spot, only good things come of it. So, thanks for all you do, Donnie. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And thank you for all you do. And for folks out there that want to get a hold of, check out the website. I want to make sure I get it correctly. What, LifeScan?
Yeah, it's LifeScanWellness.com. So check us out. We're on social media, LinkedIn. You'll see us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Please check us out. We've got a short, about an 8-minute video. You can find it on our website. Gives a real nice, concise overview of the LifeScan services and some testimonials from members that are alive today because of it.
Absolutely. And for any of my work, whether it's workshops, online courses, or anything like that, or you just have a question on work-life balance, or anyone that's been to one of my workshops, you know that I'm always here to help you and answer anything that I can. So just check out DonnieHutchinson.com. And we will be back in front of you, Todd and I, doing as talked about with the guests that are coming up. And I will continue with my putting on guests, as well as doing my mini work-life balance lessons, just to simply encourage and inspire. So, Chief LeDuc, thank you very much. And we'll be getting together for lunch or dinner here sometime soon.
Sounds good. Safe travels, Donnie. We'll see you shortly. All
right. Bye-bye.
Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.